Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Life Before by Carmel Riley. Published by Allen & Unwin in 2019, today's book is all about small towns, family tragedies, and secrets. Laurie is running late. She's trying to get her kids to school when she is approached by the police. Her brother has been in a bad motorcycle accident and he's in intensive care in hospital. But rather than rushing to his side, Laurie hesitates. She hasn't spoken to her brother in 20 years after a tragedy tore their family apart. It seems, even after all this time, she's his only emergency contact. But how will she explain her brother to her kids and her husband because she's never mentioned him before? The story then goes back to 1993, the time of Laurie's family tragedy. The family lives in a small country town with her mother and father and two brothers. At 16, Laurie's life is all about parties and boys and art. Until one night, after one of those parties, there's a terrible road accident and one of her friends is killed. The death tears the small town apart as people take sides. But not only is the town torn apart, but Laurie's family is also torn apart because her brother was the one driving the car. Laurie's never told anyone about the truth of what happened in 1993, not her husband or any of her friends since she left the small town. But now with her brother back in her life, she'll have to face up to what happened. But what did really happen to Laurie's family? Life Before delves into an all too familiar type of tragedy in small town Australia, and probably universally across the world. Young people with cars and alcohol often leads to reckless driving on lonely country roads, and unfortunately crashes and fatalities happen regularly. In my own past I know of a few examples where there was a similar car full of friends which ended in a crash and one of the friends being killed. This rips lives apart. The book beautifully describes small town Australian life, as well as a side of Melbourne that I know quite well. The story focuses on Laurie in 2016 and her mum Pam in 1993. Pam is family centric. She gets joy from a house full of laughter and children. Earlier in the evening before the car crash, she's delighted at having her children and their friends around for dinner, everyone eating and drinking and enjoying themselves with no idea what's about to happen in a few hours. Born and bred in the town, Pam, the peacekeeper, wants desperately to apologise for what happened, but the dead boy's family are hostile and someone is calling and leaving abusive messages on their answering machine. Laurie, on the other hand, has refused to look back in 20 years. She's only propelled herself forward and left people behind every time she changed. And now she has a choice. Her brother is in a coma. She could walk away again or she could finally face up to what happened 20 years ago. So if you like small Australian towns, secrets, torn family loyalty and moral dilemmas, I recommend Life Before by Carmel Riley. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.